embrace the segments! The separation of church and straight, and other perceptions or lacks thereof. What is the separation of church and straight? No, that is not a mistake. The separation of church and straight is an idea I had when listening to some random talk radio personality on whose show a caller had a slip of the tongue and said,
"Separation of church and straight, state.
My point here is that there should be a divide between church and all things dealing with sexuality and choice and freedom of pursuing personal happiness. Thus, a separation of church and straight, or gay, or bi, or any personal lifestyle preference is essential for progress and movement to be made for equality in this country. For far too long, the religious extremists have taken the political stage and pushed their fanatical agenda to prohibit and eliminate any form of pleasure or happiness for Americans who choose to live a life with different rules than those they personally espouse. Since my freshman year at Knox College, I have done everything in my personal life to open my mind to acceptance, having spent many years being oppressed by a religious, fanatical Southern Baptist church. When I first became aware of alternate lifestyle choices, I was actually afraid and ignorant, but have discovered that many friends enjoy their personal lives in their own way, which differs from what I was brainwashed as acceptable. Having overcome that brainwashing, I hold no animosity for anyone except the fools who fear what they refuse to accept or understand. My philosophy is as follows. What two people in love do in the privacy of their own relationship is no business of anyone outside of that relationship. Leave it alone and we can all have life, liberty, and pursue our own happiness in whatever way we see fit. Hey, where have I heard those words before? Brainwashing is what has happened throughout history, as the religions and the church have used every form of manipulation, war, abuse, and torture to instill into the general populace the self-suds of religious dogma. What needs to occur to these bubbly fanatics is a rinse cycle to wash away the soapy tendrils of ignorance and fear, the better to allow them to think clearly about the facts of life and see what the suds have hidden from them for countless generations. The truth, which they refuse to acknowledge, could possibly hold any basis in fact. Now let me flip that world around. Imagine a world where being straight was considered a moral obscenity by the religious majority. Certainly, procreation must occur to maintain the existence of the species, but besides that, just humor me here. To the point, would man and woman lovers want the intimate details of their love life plastered all over the news and discussed with distaste in Congress or by political or religious leaders? Husbands and wives certainly do not talk about their intimate activities, neither do people of different lifestyles. When two people wish to make each other happy, the only thing that should be of concern is safety and privacy. How is it anyone's business besides the two, or perhaps more, people who are enjoying one another's company? For those offended by my words or my open, blatant discussion of these topics, I am not sorry. I understand you may not think it is right to share my thoughts or opinions. I grew up in an abusive home with fear and terror every single day. I was exposed at a young age, a very young age, to the horrific nature of the universe and the darkest parts of human nature. Due to that, I sometimes have difficulty keeping my mouth shut and sometimes may shock or astound my family members or peers. I am a truthful, open, honest man. I do not apologize